17th parak of Kalim, 11th Mishnah. Yesh she'amul the mita daka. Certain things are measured with small measurement. Midas halach va'yovish yurim v'italki. Midas of liquids in the base of mikdash or salads, like flour and the like in the base of mikdash, went with Italian shear. That was a certain shear that they had. The Zumid Bar says the same thing was used in the Midbar by Moshe Rabbeinu. V'yesha Amnu Hakol Fimashu Adam. Certain shiurim that were set up, it's not any specific amount. It goes by the person himself who's doing the avoda. Akoymet is a mincha. The person who's taking off the handful of mincha goes by his hand. Achoyfen is a kataris. The Kohen that would take his handfuls, two handfuls of kataris, would go onto his hands. Vashoyt kemol lugma v'yom kippur. The person is chayiv kataris if he drinks in Yom Kippur. A mouthful goes by his mouth. Kamazin shtei sudis le'eruv. And also, when we they made a cheshbon of how much you have to make for an Erev, so it's mazon to sudas. Zayin v'chol av alavi shabbos ibram meir. May says that's a mazon he eats during the week, and not what he eats during the Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda even the Shabbos alavi chol. You go by Shabbos meal. Ve'elam mechabim v'hakol. Each one means a smaller one. The weekday means you eat only two meals, but Rabbi Meir held that on a weekday you're eating less because you're eating fancy meal food on Shabbos, and Rabbi Huda is saying that on Shabbos you're eating less because you're eating three sudas, so each suda gets a little bit less. Rabbi Shimon, two-thirds of a kikar, if you have three of these kikars for a calf. Rabbi Yechon, that's the ratio. It comes out to either six or eight eggs worth.